Well, it sure is a joy to be back here again tonight. I've tried to pray and study and seek the face of God. I've tried to preach on heaven the last two nights and thought maybe I would tonight, but I've got a different direction tonight. If you will, take your Bibles, please, and turn to John chapter number 10. When you find your place, if you're able and willing, please stand. Thank you for the good singing. Appreciate Midway being here. I picked with some of those folks. I figured Charles was off fishing somewhere, but they said he's preaching, and I appreciate that. I appreciate all of you being here. And I hope we'll listen, mind the Lord tonight. And we definitely need revival that'll lead to camp meeting. Say amen there. And God help us. John chapter number 10 tonight. Verse number 7, the Bible says, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly." If you will, pray with us and for us. Father, we sure love you tonight. Thank you, dear God, for the reading of your blessed word. Thank you for a Bible that we can study, Lord, and I meditate upon. God, you give us a word to be able to preach tonight. God, I pray, Lord, you drive back the opposing powers of hell that would try to hinder tonight. God, give us liberty, clarity of speech, and clearness of mind. Thank you for the songs tonight, the message in the song. I pray, Lord, you rebuke the devil. God, the imps tonight. Lord, I pray for that one that's near his tail that need to be saved. God, would come tonight, get born again. Help saints of God to be refreshed, be revived, be reminded, dear God, of the goodness of God, of the grace of God and the greatness of God. We love you, Lord, tonight only because you first loved us. I realize, Lord, there'll be no preaching done tonight. Lord, unless you, dear God, take us and I preach to us and through us tonight, God, how to be a help to these people that have gathered here tonight at this tabernacle. Lord, we'll step back, give you all the honor, glory, and praise, dear God, for anything that's done of eternal value. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated tonight, amen. We look here tonight, Jesus says here, I'm talking about a door. Now we know that a door is a portal of entry, amen. It's the way to have access, amen. Now Jesus said, I am the door. He's the way that gives us entrance, thank God, into the kingdom of God. He said, no man can come to the Father, but by me. We find out that this door here in John chapter number 10 is a person, amen. None other than the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. We find here that there's a proposal here. He said, if any man, thank God, I'm glad it is an any man gospel, amen. A red, yellow, black, or white, friend, don't matter which side of the tracks you're born on. If any man, he said, enter in, thank God. A door serves its two purposes, amen. It's a barrier, thank God, designed to keep things out, amen, and let those in, amen. Thank God, salvation is a gift, amen, of God's grace to fallen man, amen. But in order to receive this gift, you've got to realize your lost condition, amen, and come and repent of your sin, and trust and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, thank God. Then he makes a promise, amen, he shall be saved. I'm glad, thank God, I know something about being saved, amen. In verse number 28, he said, I give unto them eternal life. That doesn't scare me. It doesn't bother me. I'm not ashamed to use them terms. I got in on something eternal, amen. God, the God saved me is an eternal God. And the only kind of life he offers, amen, is eternal everlasting life. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither I shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father one. Jesus said, thank God he'd give unto them eternal life. And this is a record, amen, that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son, amen. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things
have a written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know, thank God, that you have, thank God, eternal life. I'm saying tonight, friend, he says, he makes a promise, amen, that he shall be saved. Then he says that there's a provision, amen, I shall go in and out and find pasture, amen, can go in and out. That's familiarity of a child, amen. We was poor folks, amen. Had a screen door, and that screen door was for a purpose, amen. It'd keep the flies out, the mosquitoes out, and the snakes out. But it won't put on now to keep the children out, amen. And you go in and out, you got access to run in and out. And somebody would holler and say, I shut the door. They'd say, well, are you born in a barn? Anybody? I know what I'm talking about. But you got access, amen. Thank God I'm saying tonight, friend. Jesus said, that he's the door. This door is a person, amen. Thank God he talks about entering in. I entered in on my own free will, amen, and got birth into the family of God, amen. Thank God you can be on the outside, and the wind starts a-blowing, and the storms come, the snow and the rain, and the fire. I'm glad I got somebody. I'm glad I got somewhere to go to, thank God. Thank God on the outside, maybe danger, maybe death, it may be doom, but on the inside, there is safety, amen. Then he goes on to say here, thank God, that it's come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, we preach to people a lot of times that tell us they've got life, that they got eternal life. I don't know if as many today know much about the abundant life, amen. I'm talking about living, thank God, and in contentment, amen. I'm resting in Christ totally, amen. I trust in him that he's going to provide and meet your needs. Paul put it this way. He said, not that I speak in respect of want, but I have learned in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. Now, I could preach a long time on some of that, but here's the message, amen. In verse number 10, please, it's where I felt led of the Lord to preach tonight. Verse number 10, it says, the thief cometh. The thief cometh not, amen. The thief cometh, amen. I want to deal just a little while with the thief tonight, amen. Hold on a minute now. They say, well, I count meeting preaching. Well, I preach two nights on heaven, friend. I don't know if it's count meeting preaching or not, amen. But I guarantee tonight I'm preaching in the will of God, amen. And it'll be a little count meeting in here before we get done. If you've got any count meeting in you tonight, amen. But the Bible said, Jesus said that the thief cometh, friend. Thank God you see here. He introduces a strange factor to the text. It's an intimidating factor in the text. It's a strange factor to the text, friend. When I see him, I slithering and crawling, friend. I just like the snake slithered in the Garden of Eden, friend. Here comes the devil, the snake. I've been in the text, friend. And he's got an intention, friend. The thief comes with an intention tonight because I got access to the door. I can go in and I can go out. I can get help, friend. That does not mean the thief is not coming out. Because you sing in the choir, because you're faithful to church, does not mean the thief is not coming, friend. Because you are a pastor or a preacher does not mean the thief is not coming out. Jesus made a declaration that the thief is coming, friend. You might as well understand that. He comes, friend. And I'm telling you today, friend, the thief comes. Jesus said it. Jesus declared it, friend. Why are we so shocked when he comes? He promised me thief's coming. Just as sure as God's got a plan for you and a plan for his church, friend, there is a liar, there is a thief, friend, that's got a plan, friend, to hinder what the Lord wants to do with you and your church, friend. There's always a contrast in the Bible, friend. The contrast is the care of the Savior, and then we see the conflict with Satan. The Bible said, he said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That's the Savior's care. And the very next verse, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The care of the shepherd, the conflict, Satan. Paul is caught up into the third heaven. He's seen and heard things, but he come back, he couldn't say a word of it. He couldn't tell it, friend. And it's not long after that, he's got a thorn in the flesh. Y'all listen to me, friend. I caught up in heaven, friend. And then there's a conflict. He goes to the throne. There's a thorn. There's the shouting. There's the storms. There's the mountaintop. There's the misery, friend. You listen to me, the thorn helps us to appreciate the times when we can shout. And shouting gets us ready to learn when the storms come. Amen. It's important tonight, friend, that the Lord wants to do something in us. In here that he can do something with us out yonder. Amen. The conflict goes on. He said, lest Satan should get advantage of us. For we're not ignorant of his devices, friend. You hear me tonight, friend. We've got an enemy, friend. The Bible said the thief's coming. He's coming for the sheep. He's coming for you. He's coming for me. Now you listen to me tonight. And I'll tell you what he's coming to do. And I think he's already paid a visit to many that are possibly in this place tonight, that God would burden my heart to say what I'm about to say. The Bible said the thief is coming. He's got an agenda when he shows up. He's got an intention when he comes. The thief cometh not but to do what? But for to steal, friend. How the Bible says he wanted, if he could have, he would have stole the throne of God. He wanted, friend, to steal the worship of God. He said, all these things I will give thee if thou will fall down and worship me, friend. He tries to steal the rightful place of God from my life and from your life, friend. And he's done a good job with church folks, friend. They say they love God with all the heart, the soul, and the mind. But it don't take much to get them bent out of shape. It don't get them much to get out of church and be somewhere else when worship's going on. Anybody hear me tonight, friend? Now I'll tell you what, friend. He tries to steal, friend. And one of the things he's well known for, though one of the things he's after of a child of God, and I believe he's done a job on most of us tonight. Here's what he's coming to steal. Your joy. He knew he couldn't get David's salvation, but he got his joy. Took his song for a while. Took his worship for a while. Took his prayer away for a while. Had to wet his couch a whole lot of nights. Till he got to the point he come and confessed and repented of his sin. Friend, I'm mighty afraid tonight. I didn't come to be mean, but I come to be honest. Amen. I'm telling you what, friend. There's every time we need to be preached to. And listen, accept what God sends our way. And say, it's me, Lord. Don't suck it to somebody else. Amen. Turn your phone off, your game off. Amen. And listen to the word of God. We've lost our joy in our Baptist churches, friend. I preached last night about what we're going to do when we get to heaven, friend. We better practice up down here some. Amen. He comes to steal your joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. That's why we got weak, anemic people. I come up and I travel around and I get to preach. I'm nobody. But I look out and I tell my daughter, she works at a dentist office. I said, I know how they look when they come. You preach to people week after week. You think they're not to have a gallbladder surgery? They're there to have a root canal? Colonoscopies. It don't look like you're not to worship God too much, amen. Their mind's set on this and set on that, but the affections ain't on things above, friend. The thief's coming. The thief's coming. And he comes. Listen, do we have anything tonight to be joyful about? The Bible said, blessed is a man. Blessed is a man whose transgressions are forgiven, amen. Whose sins are covered, hallelujah. I say the Bible said, in thy presence is the fullness of joy. Rejoice because your name is written in heaven tonight, friend. We've got a whole lot to shout about. We also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You listen to me. Joy in being saved. Not your situation. not your circumstance. I'm not belittling that, not your sickness, friend. I rejoice in my salvation. Thank God I don't have to have a stone to hit me in the head. I don't have to have hair to stand up on my neck. I have to rejoice that my name, thank God, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I ought to be in hell tonight with you, friend. I'm screaming and biting on one another and begging for a drop of water. But I'm going to heaven, friend. Listen, friend. Thank God. Joy and salvation always go together in the Bible, friend. You listen to me. That is the fruit of the Holy Ghost, amen. It's joy, hallelujah. Joy of the Lord. David lost his joy, friend. He didn't lose his salvation, amen. You know what the devil's coming? One of the greatest tools he got in his box. The joyless Christianity. I ain't been mean. You can go back to any church you want to today. Just visit a little while. Visit a little while. We got the saddest, most depressed, disgruntled, disturbed individuals that's been in our Baptist churches. And I'll tell you why. Jesus told us why. Thief's coming. Thief's coming. And he comes to steal your joy. You talk about a miserable creature, friend. For the joy of the Lord is your strength, friend. I believe we're trying to serve God without joy. A singer trying to sing for the Lord without joy. A preacher trying to preach without joy, friend. I'm saying tonight, friend, you're miserable. Have you ever been there and tried to serve God when you didn't have your joy? That's a miserable place to be. And listen, you come in and let the devil steal your joy. The man of God gets up and he preaches till he about bust his lung. Give his guts and heart, amen. Stayed up, studied, friend, and preached with all he's got, amen. And the power of God happened to fall, friend. And people are cold as popsicles, friend. Are y'all listening to me? Dry as a desert, friend. Wait for a tumbleweed to come through. Joyless Christians is hindering the move of God. Conflict and confusion at the house of God. I'm sick of splits and splinters today, friend, because of conflict and confusion. That lets me know the thief has showed up. You listen to me. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not, lie not against truth. You can't hide it when sin get in the camp. He said, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly. He says, sensual, devilish. Where imminent strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. For God is not the author of confusion, friend, but of peace is in all the churches, friend. How different is it? The thief comes. He's got confusion, friend. He's coming to bring disorder in your life, in your home, and in your church, friend. But Jesus said, these things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy may be full. He comes to steal your joy. I wish we could convince Baptists today that it's still right to be joyful. I think you can preach a gun barrel straight and you ain't got to be mean as the devil. You heard I'm telling you tonight, friend, where's the joy at in serving God? You're not serving right, friend. That's our strength. And the devil comes, the thief comes, to steal our joy. And notice what the Bible says, friend. Now Jesus said the thief is coming for to steal and to, he said, to kill. He comes to slay, friend. He comes to slay. Once he deals with our joy, he comes to slay and kill our excitement, our enthusiasm over Christ, amen. He doesn't want you excited about the Lord. What God's already done for you. What God's doing for you now and what God's got planned for you tomorrow and days to come, friend. We ought to be excited. He wants to undermine. He wants to control us and hinder us, friend. I've seen it happen over and over again in our fundamental, independent, Bible-believing, sweet tea drinking, our chicken frying, independent churches. Are y'all hearing me, friend? I'm nothing. I'm nobody. But I have preached before with the power of God and see God move. God moving, people excited, somebody's weeping at the altar. Their mother's saved, their son is saved, their daughter's saved. and you go to the back door, and somebody come by and say, I don't know why it's so cold in here today. I don't know why it's so hot in here today. Somebody just got birthed into the family of God. Their mind ain't on nothing but themselves. How comfortable they can be and complacent they can be, friend. Folks dying and going to hell. How people come, if it was their mama going to hell, getting saved, they wouldn't worry about eating chicken. They wouldn't worry about the birthday supper, friend. I'm just telling you what, if it was your little girl dying and going to hell, if it was your little boy just come off the street, friend, and down there weeping for an hour because he feels so dirty and rotten because of the way the good Baptist brother have turned their way and how they treated him, friend. But it's on an altar crying out to God. We ought to be excited about the things of God, amen. We ought to be excited about camp meeting, amen. There's been times in my ministry when it seemed like I could smell God passing by. The myrrh and the aloes and cassia, friend, God passing by, friend. I'm just talking about getting out of the banks. You listen to me. It's going to always be some either lost person that you think is a Christian, some half backslid person come out of the will of God, the devil will send them your way immediately and try to discourage you, try to hurt your feelings, friend. I ain't serving God based on my feelings, amen. I'm not walking by feelings, amen. I'm walking by faith, thank God. And listen, want to try to turn you cold. You said, preacher, maybe if we didn't get so excited, the devil, the thief wouldn't come by, friend. Now, I'll tell you something. Thieves coming, friend. But if we get excited enough when the thief shows up, there's one that told me he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. He said, where two or three are gathered together, you can gather at a church. Don't mean you're gathering in his name. You can have too many. But if two or three, amen, ain't got to gather together in my name, he said, I'll meet with them. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just telling you, God to come and show up. Amen. Now, Peter said, thank God, he's too great. He's too important, too wonderful for me not to get excited about. Peter said, I write to you to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. When I remember where I was when he found me, picked me up out of the muck and mire, set my feet on a solid rock, thank God established my going. I'm glad I got a song to sing tonight, amen. It's a song of the redeemed. It's amazing grace. It's just as I am without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me. I'm talking about I remember where God found me. When I get to stirring up my memory, amen, and go back and remember a little backwards, a country boy on my way to hell. I didn't think anybody cared about me. Most churches never come to our house, friend. We didn't have nothing to offer them. I found out later on, most of them didn't have anything off of me, amen. But hallelujah, amen. One glorious night, the Holy Ghost of God showed up and sat down beside of me on the pew I was. Showed me my lost condition. Invited me to come to him. And I ran into him. I'm talking about the goodness of God and the grace of God. I'm talking about hallelujah tonight. I'm talking about the glory of God, amen. God's been so good to me, hallelujah. Then he goes on to say, I'm going somewhere. Stay with me, please. He said, the thief cometh not but to steal your joy, to slay and kill your enthusiasm and excitement of Jesus, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, to destroy. He comes to spoil, friend. If he can steal my joy and that kills my enthusiasm, friend, then I don't have much of a witness, friend. In reality, he wants to come and tempt us, friend, with sin and temptation, trying to destroy our witness and our testimony, friend. Have you got anybody in your church that's out beating on doors and trying to keep people out of hell? Have you got people every week bringing sinners to the house of God? That used to be normal, friend. But you don't have that no more, friend. You can plan this time or that time. If you go this time, they playing ball. If you go this time, we're going to the beach. If we plan. Are y'all with me tonight, friend? I'm talking about the thief has showed up. The thief has come to our church's friend and he's come in and stole our witness. He's done damage to our testimony. He's wrecking families. I ain't talking about at the crack house. He's wrecking families in the church house, friend. There's more divorce in our Baptist churches today than it's ever been, including the pulpit. Huh?
bring shame on the church and the cause of Christ. Paul said, but I keep under my body bringing under subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others myself may be a castaway friend. He said, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Listen, there's a contrast in the abundant life. Thou have no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful. There's contrast. He'll not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation make a way. They said, well, let me tell you something, friend. Since I've been saved, I've never had to have a deacon board follow me around. I've never had to have a preacher stay with me and follow me around. I don't have to have my wife follow me around or my children, amen. I tell you who leads me and guides me, who teaches me, who corrects me, who whips me. It's the Holy Spirit of God, friend. And I'm telling you tonight, friend, the devil's going to come in and dangle and do all that. But I'm saying don't let the thief come and destroy what God's got planned for your home, what God's got planned for your church and your community. He wants to destroy your witness, your testimony. Are y'all here? Y'all listen to me now. The devil is not in the delivering business. He's in the destroying business. He's not in the helping business. He's in the hurting business. He's not trying to lift you up. He's trying to knock you out. The extremes he'll go through to destroy your life and my life, wreck your home. If you're a preacher tonight, a church tonight, a child of God, your family has got a target on his back. Now y'all listen to me for a moment. If you knew a thief was coming to your house tonight, what would you do? Would you open the windows up? Lay all your valuables out? Would you unlock the door? So just go at it and come on in. Huh? If you knew a thief was coming, what would you do tonight, friend? Would you arm yourself with your weapons? Would you lock your door? Would you hide your possessions? I'm talking about the thief is coming, friend. You know, I could have slept in this morning, but the thief is coming. I could have laid in my bed, but the thief is coming. I could have taken it easy today, but the thief is coming, friend. I say, listen, I can't let him come and catch my work undone. I've got some doors to lock, some windows to shut, some blinds to pull down, some guns to load up. The thief is coming. Here's what's wrong with us tonight. In our churches, we're putting so much energy into one another. I ain't got time to argue with you the rest of my life. Thief's coming. I'm not mad at you. I don't even have you on my mind. I've been battling a thief. You better beware how you handle people when they come. I'm glad God don't let all of us hit the bottom at the same time. I'm glad he still let a few have joy when I'm down, amen. But I'll tell you what, I'd be careful how I handle people, friend. I don't have time to waste my time on you no more, friend. I'm not acting funny towards you. The thief showed up. Have you ever felt so weak that you're just not suited for the fight? Now, I believe I'm preaching in the will of God. I hope somebody's listening tonight. If somebody came tonight, you really didn't want to come. You feel so weak and so anemic. You're fighting hell on the north side, the south side, the east side, and the west side. The thief has showed up, friend, and you feel so weak. You feel so weak, not suited. Feel like you're not suited for the fight. All hell is against you. And you don't feel like you're equipped to stand. Listen, you evaluate your strength and feel like you're not competent enough to survive. You ask me this, so I answer it. I get questions all the time. Some I can answer and some I cannot. You say, how can a good God put me in a world full of wolves? How can a loving God put me in an office with all those wolves? What kind of God will let me live in a community that's full of wolves? Allow my church even to have wolves come in. Listen, friend. Doesn't he know my mind? Doesn't he know my will right now is not strong? I'm not strong enough to stand against the battle. I have to fight every day. The thief has come. Does not God know that I can't sleep at night? Does he not know that I toss and turn and I smell a wolf? Are y'all listening to me?
Does God know that I can't rest? I don't have no peace. I'm troubled because my strength is not here. I've lost my joy. I'm not enthused for the challenge. How could God put me in this situation that I feel so unequipped? I'm glad you asked the question. Don't answer it. Look at the text again, please. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. Be a good time to have an ink pen or highlighter. But he said, I am come. I am come. I'm glad that I'm not in this by myself. I'm glad I'm not fighting by myself. I'm glad I'm not standing by myself. I'm glad I don't have to deal with this by myself. You know why? The shepherd is coming. The shepherd is coming. The shepherd is coming. Hallelujah. Whatever's trying to steal from me, he comes against it. Amen. Whatever's trying to kill me, he comes against it. Amen. Here comes the shepherd. Hallelujah. I say glory to God. Great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. The shepherd's coming. He comes against whatever enemy is trying to kill me, trying to kill my future, trying to destroy my calling, trying to take away my purpose. Amen. He said, I come that you might have life, have it more abundantly. Verse 11, it's a good place to shout. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth. No man takes my life. I have power to lay it down, take it up again. Give it his life for the sheep. But look at this. But he that is in howling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth them. Now listen, friend, Jesus said, the thief is coming. The thief is coming. The wolves are coming, friend. He said, but I'm not going to run away. I'm going to be there with you. I'm not a howling. The wolf is coming for a reason. The wolf comes to scatter the sheep. We even learned this from the animal kingdom. There's strength in numbers. Certain animals come to that gang. They all form a circle and they take their hoofs, back legs, and kicks the brains out. Huh? Is that right? But the one that out is that one that's scattered over here, that's isolated by themselves. We've got too much isolation in marriage tonight, friend. We've got too much isolation in the family, friend. We've got preachers today that are too isolated. We've got churches that are too isolated. And listen, the thief is coming. And look, he comes, the wolf comes to scatter the sheep. That's why he said, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as a man of some is, but exhorting one another and so much to more, not the less. As you see, the judgment day's coming. When you die, you're going to spend eternity somewhere. When you die, you're going to spend eternity either in a new heaven or the lake of fire, friend. The judgment's coming. And he says, so much to more as you see the day approaching. He said, I'm come. I'm come to scatter the sheep. You listen to me. You got a wolf to fight. If he catches you by himself, he's just a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. He wants to scatter you so he can destroy you. He wants to scatter you. I wonder how many times that this is how it starts out. There's times when you miss the house of God, that God's got something just for you. You don't show up, then you sit at the house, not because you're too sick. Huh? You just didn't want to go for whatever reason. Next thing you know, you're there by yourself. Man of God's preaching. Had what you needed. If you'd have came to the spiritual emergency room and you there clicking, and all of a sudden I'm anointing you, the thief pops out. There's preachers have sat around in the dark place and surfed around and looked, friend, and that was popped up. Next thing you know, their lives have been ruined. They opened the door up for the thief, friend. The thief is coming. Now I'll tell you what, he's coming to destroy, not to develop you. He's coming to knock you out and scatter you. The Bible said now, the Spirit speaking expressly in the latter times that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. He leaves the 99. He leaves in 99 because they got strength. They've been well fed and taken care of. They got strength. But is that John looking for that one? And I believe with all my heart tonight, God sent you here tonight. You know who you are right now. He's on your trail. He's on your trail. Thank God, I'm telling you what. He's on your trail. Nobody, you don't know me. I don't know your name. I don't need to know it. God knows every name in this place tonight. He knows every need tonight. And God is on your trail tonight, friend. And listen, friend. I'm saying we better stay with the church, amen. I stay with the pack, friend, that we won't be destroyed. There's families got mad because somebody shake their hand. Or they got their vote didn't go the way they want to. Took the family out of the house of God. Now the families are all messed up. I be careful how I treat people when they come to church. I preached in a meeting one time. Wasn't supposed to preach, but one night broke out. Went for weeks and folks got saved. They sing and shout every night. People get saved, shout and praise. But the meeting was on. In the midst of that meeting, one lady goes home. Goes to her house after she's shouted in the choir, after she's been on the altar laying there for a while, go to the house and take her life, friend. I'm telling you, the thief will show up even in a Baptist church, friend, and come in the midst of a camp meeting, a revival meeting, friend, the thief comes up. Hey, most people leave before they ever leave, friend. Now, I'm telling you what, listen, nobody understands me. Nobody loves me. Nobody was there for me. That's the tricks of the devil, friend. The thief comes, friend. He wants to isolate you from the pack that he might destroy you. He comes to scatter the sheep. So here's how he does it. He said, if I can smite the shepherd, I'll scatter the sheep. So the Bible says that they stretched him wide and they hung him high. He was crucified on the cross, friend. And Thomas threw his hands up, said, I'm quitting church. I'm done with church. Peter's over yonder warming by the enemy's fire, friend. He's denying the Lord. He's cursing, friend. He's over there backslid, friend. The shepherd's been hit. Listen, friend. Hell started having a party that lasted 3 days. But after three days, the shepherd's coming. Now the thief showed up, but the shepherd's coming, amen. Thank God, I'm telling you what, friend. It took him 40 days to round them all up, hallelujah. Thank God Thomas was not there the first service in the upper room. So he come back another service, amen. Word got out, the Lord was in the house, amen. And Thomas come. Oh, Peter, I know you denied me, but if you'll just meet me in Galilee. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, he's rounded them all up. They've gathered in the upper room. Showed himself alive. Many infallible proofs. 40 days. Letting them know about the kingdom. You listen to me, friend. The Bible said there's 120 of them there on one accord in prayer and supplication. Who's standing up now? Oh, Peter stood up. He was at the enemy's fire when the thief showed up, when the liar showed up, smote the shepherd. But y'all hear me? But the shepherd's alive. There's never been one time that he was. That's 3 days. He was dead 3 days, but he's alive evermore. Peter stood up, and Peter said, oh, the thief showed up, and he thought he had me. He thought he stole my joy. Thought he stole my preaching, amen. Peter stands up and said, listen, friend, He thought he had my peace, amen. Is there anybody in this building? And I'll say if you're saved, about everybody would have to stand up and shout about this time. Since you've been born again, have you ever got off track?
Well, you ought to be praising him. Here's what Peter could say. What I hope some of y'all will say before you leave this place tonight. Thief's been on your trail. But tonight the shepherd's showing up. You know what they could send it up a room in one accord? They could go around and give testimony and say, I'm back. I'm back. Shepherd came and got me. Brought me back. 40 days he'd been rounding them up. I'm back. I'm back. I'm willing to die for him now, amen. Oh, Adam's over yonder. The thief showed up. The thief showed up to the first family friend. But hallelujah, here comes the shepherd, amen. Y'all listen to me. Elijah knew something about the power of God, the presence of God. Knew something about the ability of God. And Elijah's on a juniper tree. The thief showed up through a woman, friend. But the shepherd's coming. David messed up real bad. But he said, the Lord is my shepherd. Peter says, I'm back. I'm back. The thief's coming. Thief's coming. He's going to keep on coming. But you always remember when he keeps coming. My shepherd said, I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. Thief showed up over yonder with Job. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, there come a wonderful day when the shepherd showed up. Amen. Have you ever been around when you read the Bible, seemed like it was just words on a page? Seemed like it didn't have no unction to it, no power to it. You get down and pray and it seemed like you're just talking to yourself. But you kept on reading, amen, and kept on praying. When the devil's whispering, ain't no need to read no more. Ain't no need to pray no more. And about that time, somebody bigger than the devil walks in, puts him out of the room, and refreshes and revives your soul. Thank God, I'm just telling you, friend, I want to tell the devil tonight, I'm back, hallelujah. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. If you're here tonight and you need to come back, he's standing here with his arms open. He's not going to put his foot on your neck. He wants to love on you tonight. He wants to kiss on you a while. He wants to get you dressed up that you can get your joy back, that you can have a feast. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, the devil's a liar. He's out to destroy you. He's out to damn your soul to a devil's hell, then the lake of fire. If you're here tonight and you're lost, you better run to Jesus. You better run to Jesus. Where will you spend eternity when you die? It'll either be in a place called the new heaven or it'll be the lake of fire. You make that decision. Choice. God's already not willing that any should perish. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He's already voted for you, but God commends his love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us, friend. He loves you tonight. I wonder if you tonight you'll be honest, folks, on this altar tonight. They're going to play softly for a moment. Folks around this altar, you could honestly say the thief has showed up in my family, showed up in my church, showed up in my home, in my life. Lord, I want you to help me tonight. Thank you, Lord, for being my shepherd. God, I want to get back. I don't stand at the enemy's fire. I don't stay out of the camp. I want to be where the prayer meeting's going on, supplication, where the Holy Ghost shows up. They stayed down one accord and prayed, and the Holy Ghost showed up. Father, I beg you in the name of Jesus, you take this feeble attempt trying to help somebody tonight, Lord, that they could get help. They could come back tonight. Stand up, testify, and say, the devil thought he had me, but I'm back. I'm back. Meet the need tonight, Lord. Thank you now. Give wisdom and guidance in this time of prayer meeting and invitation time. In Jesus' name, amen. Sing something, brother.